Dr. Paul Vandenbout has been involved in the construction and management of some of the most iconic radio telescope projects undertaken by the National Radio Astronomy Observatory since the first site opened in Greenbank in 1958. He'll share memories from his several decades of radio astronomy research at a series of talks this week in Charlottesville, Virginia, Greenbank, West Virginia, and in Socorro, New Mexico. The lectureship honor was unexpected.
Total surprise. I had no idea. Most of the Jansky lecturers, perhaps all of them, were very distinguished scientists. And I haven't done that much science. I guess the staff thought I might have some interesting stories to tell or something like that.
He became the director of the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in 1985 and served in that position until 2002, overseeing the completion of the Very Long Baseline Array, the Greenbank Telescope in West Virginia, the expanded Very Large Array, and the beginning of the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, or ALMA, in northern Chile. Radio astronomy has seen many changes since 1958.
Oh, well, they've been pretty dramatic. They went from single dishes to interferometers to really big ones. NRAO has a plan now for the new generation VLA, which is truly enormous, a couple hundred plus antennas.
For a little more perspective, the ALMA site in northern Chile is an array of 66 antennas. Dr. Vandenbout says it was a challenging project right from the beginning.
The GBT was a very difficult project, and I thought that set the record. But ALMA was much harder. The partnership agreed to put it on a very high site in Chile. You know, it's 16,400 feet.
At that elevation, the oxygen and water levels are half of what you would have at sea level, resulting in a very clear sky.
We underestimated the difficulty of developing the site and installing the antennas and everything. It was just way harder than we thought it would be.
Adding to the technical difficulties of building on such a remote site was the large consortium of 23 countries overseeing the project, cost overruns, and other delays. ALMA officially went online in 2013. Dr. Vandenbout will present the Jansky Lecture, Space Molecules to Solar Systems, Five Decades of Discoveries, on Thursday, November 9th at the Greenbank Science Center at 7 p.m. Registration information is at nrao.edu/Jansky. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.